Rovam Hadras Melech.
Tonight's shiur is sponsored by the Yeager family in memory of Kenny's father, as Ritzai's on Shabbos, Leon Yeager, whose Hebrew name is Ayrle Ben Chaim Zev, and the Shamas have an Aliyah. And at this time, it would be a little bit appropriate, as we always do, just to, before we start, this is, I think, an appropriate topic of discussing Berovam Hadras Melech. Spoke out those few that were at Mincha yesterday, so we spoke about the interesting pasuk in this week's parsha, when Moshe tells Bnei Yisrael that Bezalel was going to be the one who was going to be the artisan of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mefarshim asks why, the Medrash says, why specifically does he use the Slashon, that the Bezalel, and uses the word that Hashem has appointed him, and so it's a more of a long introduction. So the Medrash answers that it is not only to teach us that the Ribbono Shel Olam appointed Bezalel, but Dafka Bezalel, because he was B'Shem Hashem. He was somebody who had a Shem Tov, and therefore he had the schus of getting this job. And then we spoke out that Bnei Yisrael is compared to oil, and how oil always rises to the top. And the name, the Shem Tov, is also compared to it. Shem Tov is like Shemen Tov, and it always rises to the top. So this is something that I didn't know Kenny's father so well, but from the numerous times that I did meet him, this was something that was obvious. These two facets of Shem Tov, somebody who just in his own right was always so smiley and so happy, is a tremendous thing. As I pointed out, to be able to have the Shem Tov of the Yeagers continue through the generations, so that's the ultimate Aliyah for our neshama. And so that's what we see certainly with Kenny when we're having a shiur on Berovam Hadras Melech. So I only know him a few years, but it feels like we've known each other for many, many years. And his whole goal in this whole year, it's been only like 2 days, right?
2 days.
Yom Kippur and Tishrei. So Kenny's whole point in the shiur when Kenny joined a few years ago when I started giving the shiur was this idea of Berovam Hadras Melech. There is an Indian of Berovam Hadras Melech when it comes to Talmud Torah Derabim. Better to hear a shiur than to just sit at home and learn. So that's been Kenny's goal, and as we see, the numbers have gotten much, much higher. So it's a tremendous chus for the neshama that he continues in this way with the Shem Tov and this idea of Berovam Hadras Melech. And again, I believe it's the ultimate form of an aliyah for neshama to continue the Shem Tov of the Yeager family, as his entire family does, and as well to be able to learn Torah and to be koveya an entire year of Tuesday night shiurim. That we have been able to learn, and Amir Hashem, you should have the schus, Kenny. The learning that we started to do of Maseches Megillah, we should have the schus, Amir Hashem, to finish Maseches Megillah, and we should continue Lilmud Lamed Lishmor Lasi. Tonight's shiur, I believe, is certainly not only interesting, but a direct correlation to Pesach. We had discussed last week a number of different inyanim. When it came to Hallel, one of the things that we touched on is that Hallel HaGadol, the Hallel that is said on Pesach night in some shuls, is called Berovam Hadras Melech. It's in your Pesumei Nisa, and it's not enough to say Hallel. It's an extension of the Hallel, the HaGadol, but that's not enough, because it has to be Berovam Hadras Melech. Everybody has to say it together, and that equals Pesumei Nisa. We also touched upon this, and we'll bring it out a little bit more. I don't have a great answer for this, but there's an interesting minhag when it comes to the inyan of making kiddush. From what I'm aware, many have the custom, as I do, on a Friday night, of the inyan of Berovam Hadras Melech, that only one person at the table recites kiddush. Despite the fact that there might be many families at the table, one person recites kiddush. This is a machlokes, of course. Some say no, mitzvah bo yosem ushlucho, and a person should make his own kiddush for his family. However, when it comes to Pesach, it seems the tables are turned a bit. Everybody makes their own kiddush. Arba kosos, everybody makes their own arba kosos. This is an interesting inyan that hopefully we'll have time to touch upon. What we'll discuss tonight is what is the source, what is this Guru of the Majus Melech? Clearly this is not a din mamish, it's a hither, and see so many different cases, we won't even have a chance to even get into any unique and beautiful tshuvas, and there are a many that apply this din, Guru of the Majus Melech, and we could just think of many different ways that a person could apply this. The story that we start off with is a private story that just happened to me. Doesn't really, nobody here knows the story, but I'll just tell it over. So I was away the Shabbos, and we were at a hotel, and the davening was beautiful, and so the caterer of this wonderful event. So the people who were working for him, including the mashgiach, so they were not able, they didn't have the luxury to go ahead and sit through the beautiful long Kalbach style davening or the other minion of the Sephardi davening. So he tapped me on the shoulder and he asked me to join him for a minion of Asara. So to change from what was a minion of 200 people, and to be mitzvah to a minion because of a tzorach that they needed to get. So certainly the mashkiach had to get to his job, and then they wanted to be able to daven with a minion. So the shaila is in fact, am I entitled to say, absolutely not. There's a din of Barovim Hadras Melech. I will tell you in this minion, the small minion that they had, was a beautiful Kabbalah Shabbos, beautiful. I don't know if you remember, beautiful. The chazan was really, really had a tremendous amount of kavona. But the question is, okay, is it appropriate to say? And this second question comes up all the time. I remember as a young child, when I went to Pesach from Mount Airy Lodge, my grandfather always had yahrzeit. If I'm not mistaken, it was the first day of Chol HaMoed. Could be either the first day of Chol HaMoed, last day of Pesach. Might be the last day of Pesach. And in Mount Airy Lodge, what happened, and this was unbelievable, I think it was the last day of Pesach, because as we know, scientifically, it's been proven, that there are many, many people who pass away, from people who pass away after Yom Tovim, right? So the last, it's always pop. You're always going to get, when you get home from Pesach, you always get the phone calls of, I'm not saying why, this is what happens. So yahrzeit's a very popular type of yahrzeit. So now, how is Mount Airy Lodge, who has 1,000 people, going to decide who's the one yahrzeit who's going to daven for the Amid? So they don't decide. You know what they do?
20 minyanim.
Literally. They must have had to displace 50 minyanim. I'm not exaggerating. So that becomes a question too. Is there, again, this is what we'll discuss tonight, what is Barov Hadras Melech? Does it allow us to say, well, there's a tzairus here. Come on, the guy wants to say Kaddish. Okay, so let's touch upon it. So many interesting facets that we'll discuss tonight. I hope we can get to at least some of that. Where does Barov Hadras Melech come from? The first source, Mishle. It's very interesting. We use the, you know, we're so scared sometimes to use half psukim. Many people might not know. This is, in fact, a half pasuk. Barov Hadras Melech. That there is an inyan to have the Rovam Hadras Melech, that we should go ahead and we should glorify the Melech, but those that the minute people that are available, meaning if there is a smaller crowd, that of course does negative to the prince. The Gemara in many, many places, we will not have the chance to discuss the dozens of times in Shas that it discusses it. However, we will discuss, I think, the important points. One that applies to our upcoming holiday is the Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim discusses each integral part of the Korban Pesach and how exactly it took place, and the Gemara trying to explain and understand what was the process and what exactly happened. Zok the Gemara in Pesachim, source number 2, Daf, Sadik Beis, Samach Beis, Amud Beis, Nasu L'Chaveiro. What does it mean that they would go ahead and give to the Chaver? They would give to the Kohanim, would hand off to the next Kohen, in this case, either it was Atzamas or the leftovers that was going to go ahead and be discarded. Shmamina, Hochim Shalo, Beregel. So what does it mean? Is it that the Kohen Gadol himself, he didn't want to go ahead, and or the other Kohanim that were doing the Shechita, they didn't want to go ahead and walk extra? No. So the Gemara says, no, Mashmalon, what is it? Kai Gemashmalon, Merolam Hadras Melech. That what was it? Is that they wanted as many Kohanim to do the Avodah, right? Look at the source number 3, Rashi. Rashi says, Merolam Hadras Melech, Kulam Oiskim the Avodah. So there's an interesting idea to get to understand for a moment. You had a Korban Pesach. So we have a mitzvah generally, right, that a person who does the mitzvah should be gomer the mitzvah, should do the whole mitzvah. Here, when it came to Korban Pesach, it was the opposite. That all the Kohanim were so excited to be part of the Korban that they let them do something, a little bit, so that you had Berovam Hadras Melech. Here the definition of Berovam Hadras Melech is different. Not that one person did the Shechita and everybody was there and they cheered it on. The opposite. That everybody had a part in the mitzvah. So that the Kohanim, they didn't complete the mitzvah. One did each fact of the mitzvah. To compare it to what some have the custom to do, Rachmanu Litzlan by a Levaya, where they want to be part of being able to, number one, be oisek in the kavura, so everybody has their turn to go ahead and to dig. We know, of course, that we don't allow and we don't want the non-Jewish people to go ahead and do the digging for us, which I guess for newer employees of a Jewish cemetery is a chiddush to them. And we go ahead. But it's not that one person goes ahead and he does the whole thing. No, everybody wants a piece in the mitzvah. So that might be an inyan that everybody wants to be, and itself and touching the aron and different inyanim like this. We have this by mitzvahs. So here's a first source of defining Berov HaHadras Melech in a slightly different way, where to show the chashivas of the mitzvah, Berovam, the more people that are able to do the mitzvah, the better. Obviously, this cannot apply to many, many different cases. We're not going to go ahead and say Berov HaHadras Melech means you should have 100 people blow shofars. You have 100 kolos, you have 100 people blow shofar. There it doesn't apply. That's not going to go ahead and be a Berov HaHadras Melech. So we'll see where exactly that would fit in. Another Gemara, the Gemara in source number 4, Gemara in the Sechus Yuma, Daf Chafav Amid Aleph. So he says, Harvi Chadashim. So he says, we're dealing with the Kohanim. So we had also by Yom Kippur. So what was the halacha by Yom Kippur? Masnisam. So how do we hold? The Lo Kirevi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Why? The Tani Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, how did he hold? Omer Hamala Varim Lekeves, Hu Mala Osam Mazveach. That the person who was misasik with the keves, with the lamb, would go ahead and bring it up to the Beit HaMikdash. With the same person. But Mike Miskli, what are they finding over here? Marcus over what Mar holds, Marcus Barovam Hajus Melech, Marcus over Makum Shechina Lav Areach Ara. So what's the Machlokes over here? The question was, it's the Lamaisa question, what happened exactly? Did somebody else go ahead and bring up the Korban? No, that Mar held, no, there had to be different people doing different actions. Why? Again, Barovam Hajus Melech, there was as many Kohanim as we could to help, so that you had one person who was designated to go ahead and bring the keves up. You had one person who put it on the mizbeach, so on and so forth, so they have Merov Hadras Melech. Makom Shechina Lav Orech. Wait, when the Shechina is there, so we don't need to have this idea of Merov Hadras Melech. When you have a Beis HaMikdash, when you have a Mishkan, Rabbi said, you don't need Merov Hadras Melech. Mamish the Melech is here. He doesn't need Merov Hadras Melech. This is disputed. Zok Toysos. Toysos says over here on the staff in Yom HaKafav, Makom Shechina, right? Lav Orech Aron. She says, even according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the Kesavar, Hachi Delav Orech Ara Nira. So is this going to be? Does this go across the board? No, it doesn't. Why? But Hachi Tomini quotes another Gemara. Be'arut Pesachim Shachar Yisrael VeKibul HaKoyein Nasu L'Chaveru L'Chaveru L'Chaveru. We know that on Erev Pesach, when they bring the Korban Pesach, Kohanim would pass it on and on and on. It's not a misprint. L'Chaveru 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 V'Chulu. That they would pass the Korban Pesach on. It would be an assembly line. Why? Because they were lazy? No. Because they had Berovam HaShemach. So, okay, they would go ahead and do Zerika and so on and so forth. So you're going to kind of think, well, what happened over here? Why here do we say that's the Mokom Shechina, Korban Pesach? Why did they do that? They shouldn't have done that. So here brings a riot that we don't hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and there is an inyan of Berovam HaHadras Melech, and that, in fact, there was somebody else who went ahead and brought up the keves to the Mizbeach. Again, the same idea, the same facet. Others disagree exactly how it helped. So here we see the one of the original sources came to the avoda that was done in the Beit HaMikdash. We'll see another facet of avoda Beit HaMikdash and where that stood. Another idea was source number 6 in Hilchos Bikurim. Very interesting idea. Ketan ma'alim es ha-bikurim. How did a person go ahead and bring up the bikurim? So bikurim wasn't just people who lived in Yerushalayim. You had people walking in from all facets of Eretz Yisrael, going ahead and bringing their bikurim. So he says, kol ha'iros sheba'amad michnasos li'iros shel mama kedei shelo yala li'chidim. That if a person would start walking, he would have the bikurim basket with him. You would have a guy that was stringing pearls for his boss, the famous Gemara. He was stringing pearls for his boss now, and now he's mamish almost on the end. He has one more pearl to put on, and then he'll tie it and it'll all stay together. He has 100 pearls. What did he have to do? The first halacha was he had to stand up. He had to stand up for the person who was doing the mitzvah, and he drops. It would happen. He would drop all the pearls. So Gemara says, "How can this be? This is usher. He's working for his boss." No, because of the inyan of shluchei mitzvah, that a person number one, and the people went and they followed him. They went ahead with him. This is what the Ram. This is not just the Ram. The Mishnah and Bikurim tell us this. No, they shouldn't go up themselves. Can you imagine Joe Schmo lived in wherever in Eretz Yisrael, in Akko? He's walking from Akko. He's not a popular guy. He's walking himself. All of a sudden, people start following him to Yerushalayim. Unbelievable idea. And he brings the whole Maimor over here, exactly what it is. A beautiful idea of what happened with Bikurim. This is, by the way, one of the sources, possibly, for the famous halacha of at a wedding. At a wedding, we have this strange halacha which people think is chukas ha'akum, and that is to stand for the chosen and kala. Why do we do that? What?
It's a
new minhag. So the question is it a new minhag or is it chukas ha'akum? That's the pasha. So Rav Meir Goldach wanted to tell you that the raya is from here. The reason why we stand up? No, it's a new minhag. Doesn't sound good. A new minhag means maybe this. With all due respect, this is what the goyim do.
5 years ago, we didn't do it.
Exactly. Haraya, that might be chukas ha'akum. So to be melamed chus. So Rav Goldach wanted to taina, but this is what they did with the bikurim. There's an inyan to stand up when somebody's going ahead and going to do a mitzvah. Therefore, I always think it's the funniest thing in the world because there is a din, not a minhag, a din, mamish, that you have to stand up and say seva tako. It's a din min ha'Torah. And now you have, as Nebuch happens nowadays, there's a whole procession of people that are walking down. And finally, after the 19th person walked out, finally they let the grandparents walk down of the chassan or the kala, whatever. So now the chassan's grandparents walks up. Everybody's talking. Nobody says anything. Oh, the chassan comes in. Oh, everybody stands up. A chutzpah. A mitzvah in a Torah to stand up. I'm not joking. Or they do the old, Joe Schmo, get up a little bit. No. They say, but talk to me. You should stand up. There's no in you. Nothing. Why not? Why not stand up? I am not sure. She dyes her hair. Maybe she's not really old. Come on. Replace that. So the question is that why do we get up for the chasen kala? Malam is chutz. We said by bikurim. If somebody does a mitzvah, you stand up to do the mitzvah. There are people who tie on that. They're not doing the mitzvah. What are they doing here? They're going to get married. That's not a mitzvah. The mitzvah is a mitzvah midaraisa, mitzvah puru revu. This isn't a mitzvah. Okay, so they want to tie it that, right, it's a car of the mitzvah, it's gazot. Okay, or what's one of the other rayas? Why do we stand for Vayivarach David? Anybody? Vayivarach David originally used to be a misugal time. Many people don't do it. Is what? To give tzedakah. So the reason why originally we stood up, and if you notice the Svardim, and I could be being a raya to this, because I davened with Svardim the Shabbos, I got 2 Birchos Kohanim in, Baruch Hashem, and the Svardim, they stand up for Vayivarach David, and they sit down right after, right by Choros Merabrit, they sit down. So that's a raya that probably was the original minhag. They stood up for everybody who was going to get stuck on, and then everybody sat down. I don't know, we decided that we have to stand the rest of the time. Okay, not so bad. So the Svardim are knowing basically hardly ever to stand up. That's great davening by Svardim. It's great. Because I open the minhag of Lo Tzito Shemina Tzivra, Al Tzifra Shemina Tzivra, so nobody's standing for Kriyas HaTorah, nobody's standing for Chazos HaShat, Matov Manai. So, and one other thing, just as a caveat here, one thing I do notice, which is truly unbelievable, and we should get Musar Haskell from this. And this is, I was on a Shabbaton with a bunch of high school kids, not from, Chavetz Chaim. And one thing, when the Chacham, or the Rav, when he gets an Aliyah, not as a procession or as a joke, there is mamish, the entire tzibor, the Svarisha boys go up and go over to him and wish him a Yash Koach. They sing a song like ours, similar to Or Zerul HaTzadik. Some of them kiss his ring, whatever it is. But it's mamash, such kavod for a Rav, as always, is startling to me. And I'm not talking about Rav Avi Yosef is getting the Uliya. Some guy who I went to YU with, he's 30-something, they have kavod a Rav. And that's something we should learn from. Okay, so that's my rough, we have a Yitzhak Cohen here. When I get an Aliyah, you should sit on the shiva chair. So the next halacha in the source number 7. So now we've learned Bikurim, we've learned by Kohanim, by Korban Pesach, by other Korbanos. Now source number 7, another Gemara Mesechus Yuma. Everybody came up to hear the different readings. They did their own reading. They didn't take out a second Sefer Torah. We discussed this when we discussed about the Sefer Torah, Tichu the Sibura. So, why not? Right, hypothetically. So the question over here is, why did they go ahead and read from, right, wasn't it, there's an inyan of Oisig v'mitzvah, Patsim v'mitzvah, so they bring two things. One, Eim avir ala mitzvah, doesn't that override Barovim Hadras Melech? No, we have Barovim Hadras Melech. So we had an inyan here, what was Barovim Hadras Melech? Zuck Rashi, Umay mitzvah, what's the mitzvah over here? Yesh, Araya, Baraisam, Yesh Khan, mitzvah mishum Barovim Hadras Melech. That there's a mitzvah of Barovim Hadras Melech. Let us say, it's a mitzvah. And therefore, if you're performing, so what was the Barovim Hadras Melech? Was to see the Kohen on Yom Kippur, not just to hear the Kriya Zatar, to see the Kohen doing being part of the Avodas of Yom Kippurim. And therefore, other mitzvahs came his way. A person didn't have to do that because he was Oisik ben a mitzvah, Patrim ben a mitzvah. One idea. And that was the idea by that. So clearly here is a raya of what our typical Barovim Hadras Melech is. Our typical Barovim Hadras Melech is the more the merrier. We'll see that this is most typical when it comes to Megillah. Megillah is one of the sources that everybody knows about it. If we're going to do a mitzvah berabim, it's better to have more people to do it. That's what this Gemara is talking about over here. Another Gemara, source number 9. Tana Ravam. Interesting halacha. This is Kapaskin in the Shulchan Aruch. Hayu Yoshim the Beit HaMedrash, the Aviu or Lefaneim. For some odd reason, they made Havdalah already in the Beit Medrash, and for another odd reason, Shabbos is over and they're still learning in the Beit Medrash, and now somebody finds a candle. So now the question is, what happens? Avir Beit Medrash, Lefaneim, Beishamay Omim Kol Echa Ve'echa Mivarach La'atzmo. Every person should make their own bracha, right? Bar Maresh, it's a bracha sananim, should make a bracha. We had this machlokes, what the bracha is exactly. They discuss what this machlokes is based on. According to Beit Hillel, which we paskin like, one person makes the bracha on Havdalah. Why? Barovim Hadras Melech. This is an interesting idea. We had discussed when we gave the shir on many moons ago on the idea of Bori Moresh, I pointed out the sheet of Ravan Salvechik, which was that it's a brichas ananim and a person should be yotzi you on this. Here, Beit Hillel Shita maybe could a little bit answer why we don't make our own bracha on it, why some don't make their own bracha on it, or most don't make their own bracha on it, and that is because Barovim Hadras Melech, even though you're right normally when it comes to eating and all these different things, so okay, a person, we're sitting at the table tonight, so we're not knowing anymore one person's going to make Hamotzi. No, that's by special din, by Shabbos, by Lecha Mishnah. But now, when it comes over here to at the end of Shabbos, we're making the Nair, we're not stop making the Nair for no reason. There's a reason for it, Motzi Shabbos, the union of Adam and the fire, whatever the different reasons are, so Barovim Hadras Melech, one person makes the bracha. That's more appropriate. And that's what the Gemara says. Again, here we have another interesting idea, where you have a mitzvah that could be done al yidei yechidim. Kol yachid v'yachid could go ahead and make his own bracha. We recommend him not to make his own bracha, and let one person be yotzi everybody else. And again, that's the way that we paskin. One more Gemara, and we'll turn the page and do another Gemara. The Gemara says in Megillah, Daf Chosayim. This was the Gemara, Daf Nun Gimel Brachos. Now we go to Megillah. Shavika Amri, Le Rabbanan Le Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, Meir Gedola Lir Katana. Very interesting halacha. The fact that I don't understand exactly. There's a halacha, as we know, that you can't sell a shul. We have even in America these situations where neighbors turn and all of a sudden a shul becomes a church, Rahman al-Islam, or other types of facilities, right? And now everybody knows, whoever goes on these trips to Poland and all these different cities, Nebuch, you see what happens to some of the most famous shuls and some of the famous yeshivas, what they've become. So the question is, can you sell the shul? I don't understand how this exactly applies when they pick up the shul to an ear Is it irgadolus or irgatana? So he says, no, this is a problem. Why? Because again, of berovam hadras melech, that to take the kedusha away, the kedusha now is the kedusha of the base knesset is berovam, right? It has a different kedusha level. This is a shul that normally on a Shabbos you get 500 people, and now you're going to sell it to a shul that's only going to have 10 people. That's not appropriate. Again, I'm not talking about a situation where there's no longer 500 people. Obviously, then you could, better than selling it to non-Jewish causes. But in a case where the 500 people, whatever, stretch it. This actually happens a lot, where a shul now decides they've outgrown the shul, and instead of redoing the shul, it doesn't pay, they'll sell the shul to somebody else, and they're going to move to another few blocks away. So that would be an interesting shiloh. Would they be able to now take the shul, right? For example, a person has a shul in a community, right? Let's call Beis Avraham. So now he has a shul called Beis Avraham, and they decide for some odd reason there's a lot of different problems with the structure of the shul. Again, a hypothetical case. And there's a lot of different problems, whatever it is, a problem with the Ner Tumah, there's a problem with curtains, all these different things. Now, they decide, you know what, we don't want any more trouble in the shul, we're going to go ahead and we're going to get a totally new building, right? And there's, remarkably, nobody's been able to get town approval. They get town approval and they're going to build this beautiful building. Now what are they going to do? Who are they going to sell to? So they know the halacha. They don't want to sell stam to anybody. So a few blocks away, there's a small base medrash. So the halacha, what would the halacha be? According to this gemara, you wouldn't be able to small base medrash who has, let's say on a Shabbos, only 30 people. Why? Because that's a lack of a rovim hachshmel. An interesting halacha as well. Next page. Next halacha. Very important halacha. Very, very important halacha. There is going to be a case where Barov Am doesn't apply all the time. Zok the Gemara, source number 11. The Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. I know I'm going somewhat out of order, but it's of course to make a point. Daf Lamed Beis, Amed Beis. And that is as follows. The Gemara, Mai Shana. Very interesting idea. We have this inyan of Barov Hadras Melech. What about when it comes to Halal? Great question. What's the question? This is a weird question for us because we're not used to this. Used to be in shuls, especially during the week, the minyan would get a lot larger at the end of davening as opposed to the beginning of davening, or the middle of davening. During Musaf, that's when people started to come to shul, and therefore there was more Barov Am at that time. On Shabbos this was true, on Rosh Hashanah this was true. So Rosh Hashanah we understand, right? So what would happen? So this is weird. This is the opposite for us now. By Musaf, there's nobody there. So when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, the ideal time to blow shofar should be by Musaf. Why? Because we were just talking about these shuls. So some of the shuls, sometimes you go into the shul and you wonder why they have a seats for 1,000. And you look at the shul and there's 20 people on a Shabbos. Why do they have seats for 1,000? Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur comes, and you come in the morning. I've had this experience before. I'm not going to say where I've davened before, but I've had a few jobs blowing shofar. And I was in one particular shul, and a friend of mine who got me the job to blow shofar, he says to me, well, I'm not going to be there because I run the other minyan. So many people, I run the other minyan. Fine. I get there at the appointed time for shofars, and there was no minyan for the first kaddish, Rosh Hashanah. I'm like, okay, what's going on here? And then it's fine, as davening starts, a few more people come. But now there's 20 people. I said, what do they have a second minyan for? That doesn't make any sense to me. Why did they make a second minyan? Because when shofar blowing came, Rabbi Sai, there were 300 people in the shul. So that's what happens over here. But so why do we blow shofar earlier? We know because of the takana, because of the shema that they used to come in and they told them they can't blow shofar, so they would blow it earlier. Okay, we know the reason, all the reasons why over there. But what about halal? Why should halal be early? We shouldn't do halal by shach. We should do by musaf. What's the idea? Why do we do it? Here's a case that we now have been trumped by our whole shir of Barov HaHadras Melech with Zrizim Akdim LeMitzvos. No, the first opportunity that you have to say Halel on Rosh Chodesh, on a Yontif, that should be done. And it's not particularly here, the Gemara, I believe, is not talking about during the week. We're talking more about, right, you have a Yontif, you have Pesach. So Pesach's coming up, and now, why shouldn't we do it in Musaf? That's when everybody's going to be in Shul. And in fact, and I'm not saying this facetiously, could even be that the women that are in Shul add to Barov HaHadras Melech, and clearly the women, there were going to be more women there by Musaf than there was by Shach. That actually adds to Barov HaHadras Melech according to some shitas. And therefore, the Gemara says, no, Zrizim Akdim LeMitzvos trumps this. This is an important idea as well. How does it apply, for example, by Kiddush Levana? a person now, we have a halacha that you should do Kiddush Levon. The best time is Mivusam, is on Motzei Shabbos, when you're dressed most appropriately. However, what if a situation comes? So you know that they're going to say, for argument's sake, they're going to have that first Motzei Shabbos, you weren't able to say it. Now it's during the week, and you look outside, you see a moon. You say, but you know what, I'm davening Ma'ariv now in 2 hours. Mistama, they're gonna say over there, Barolam Hajis Melech. So the question is, should you go ahead and say it early or not? Is it Zerizim Makdim L'Mitzvos or not? That's the question. But we have a general idea, Barolam Hajis Melech, when it applies to Kiddush Levana, you should do it with a Tzibur. Fine. So now we get to some of the halachas that apply over here by Barolam Hajis Melech. And that is the most famous one, I believe, is the Shulchan Aruch. Source number 12. The Shulchan Aruch of Paskin in Tofresh Tzadik Sif Yud Ches. It's actually going to be a Magen Avraham. The Megillah should be read on your Yudal and Tesvav. Sarach lechzor achar asara. A person should go ahead and try his best to lay the Megillah basara. However, we allow him to do it with less, but it's still not the best. So the Magen Avraham passing is as follows. By the way, he questions this Ramah. If you look up here, Hagav, the Yesh list topic im Noshim Estarfus Basara. For this din of Megillah, we might allow. This is what I was talking about a few moments ago. We write in the Starf. Again, it's not a minion. It's not an Indian of minion. It's a minion of presuming Nisa. But Rav Mahajas Melech, are they Mistarf now? It's a Machlekes in Rishayim. So the Magen Avraham passes over here. What's going on? Nesarch Lichzor. Abel Gav Sheesh Lo Kufa Noshim. Mitzvahs. Likros the tzibur mishum rov majus melech. It's better to go to a tzibur. The more people you have a minion in your house, this is the one time we know you shouldn't have a minion in your house. You should have a berov am. There is going to be a caveat to this in a moment. Zokta Shulchan Aruch, another halacha in source number 14 in Or HaChaim. Simon tzadik yishtadu odol mispal bebeis hakneses im atzibur v'im hu ones. She'eno yachol bavol lebeis hakaneses yachol ispalo b'shasha tzibur ispalo. Now, luckily, we should know if a person has to daven at home and he didn't wake up late, the best time for him to daven is when the tzibur is davening, right? So, if a person normally goes to the 7:10 minyan and he finds himself sick and he's been up since 5 o'clock in the morning, so obviously then he probably should daven vasik and probably would be better. But he should try to daven when there's a minyan davening. So, right, if a person a person is Rahman al-Islam, finds himself on vacation, and he's in some island somewhere, he's on a business trip. So there's no shaykh, so when should he daven? So he should daven. He could daven a little late. He knows there's an 8 o'clock minyan where he lives. So daven at 8 o'clock? He's in Brazil somewhere. Is that going to be... it still could be okay. That's the best thing. But Zuck the Magen Avraham, okay, a person should... He says, Imat Sibur, source number 15, what's the idea? You should daven with more people? This is an interesting halacha about davening by yourself. There used to be times where people would have their own little batei midrash, so they would learn mamash yomim v'layla, and there the question became about oisik ben amitzvah, patur amitzvah. Someone who's Torah umaso, he learns mamash all day and all night, he might have a heter to go ahead and daven by himself the yechidah. However, others, it's better to daven in a larger minyan. However, Zokta Mishnah Berurah in source number 16, Mivnei Shein Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mois V'Tfilas Hatzibur Afilo Hayo Bahem Choytim Lo Yimane Mizpali Mayim. So what is the importance? So we know there's an important idea. Just in general, we should know that the more people that we have, the easier that our tefillos are going to be listened. The Rebbeinu Shalom listens to the tefillos of the tzibur, even if they're not the best tzibur. Im yesh l'shtei baz k'nesos, v'echad yesh l'barov am. Mitzvah l'spal bo yoser. Bamish, there's the halacha, the Mishnah Berurah. If he has two shuls to daven in, he should go ahead and daven in the shul that has more people. Kosu achonim. Dim yesh b'es k'nesos shel rov. Im rov, bilbul, v'ein adam shomea. Lo tefila, v'lo kviyasator, mutav l'spal beis obiyasara. Obvious halacha. This is why shul start, right? There's a bilbul. Oh, this shul has 500 people. Beautiful. But what? I have no idea what's going on. I don't know. They have to create. They should do the old flag system. I don't know what's going on. Obviously, it's better to daven then in his house. Start a minyan in his house with asara. Beis kenesa biyachid beis obiyasara b'tefila b'tzibur adim. He explains what's more important. The idea of shemona esrei b'tzibur. Sometimes we miss this the halacha too. That the halacha is tzibur. Define the tzibur shemona esrei. The most important thing is shemona esrei. Sometimes I see this because, of course, I have no kavanah in my davening, and I can't fathom how this is. Shachar. Somebody walks in very late. So he's decides to walk in very late, puts his tefillin on quickly. Let's say, for argument's sake, they're up to Shemoneh Esrei. What should he do? He should daven Shemoneh Esrei with the tzibur. Halakha Kapaskin. What does he do? All of a sudden he's davening the whole thing and he starts from an Esrei when they're up to Aleinu. That's not the point. The point is to daven with the tzibur. I understand he feels bad, he came late. Mincha Meir, this all applies to the same thing. Okay, there's one inyan that he can daven tefillah im tzibur when the chazan says chazor zashat, but not to daven at all with the tzibur. Well, what did he come to davening for? Here, Kaddish, here, Baruch Hu. That's not so important. We discussed this before. The Rav Hakpoda, which many don't follow, and I understand why, it's not the Rav Shita, is to not say Baruch Hu after Myra. Right? If a person comes late from Myra, he missed Baruch Hu. But some people are so bothered by it that they miss it, especially, you know, let's say they started at 9:04, so there you have, I feel terrible. So the guy says Baruch Hu. So the question the Rav asks is, what is this Baruch Hu accomplishing already? So he, for other reasons, the Rav held, as we discussed last week, after the Skabel, there's no halachic sibur, so then the Baruch Hu doesn't help at all. But more than that, why is the person so bothered to miss Baruch Hu? You shouldn't miss Baruch Hu, but it's a Darush of Kedusha. But did he make Shemon Esrei B'Tzibur? Yeah, he made the Shemon Esrei B'Tzibur. Oh, that's what you should be the Meir for. That's the important part of Meir. I never really understood what the source was over there. Why Nusach? So even after davening, even Minhag Eretz Yisrael, they do it all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know. According to the Rav, the Minhag Gro, there would be a problem. Right. So there's a minion. So. Yeah. What do you mean?
Better to be somewhere close.
Minhag Gro and Meir, clear. You say Shemon Esrei. I don't know about
chakras. I don't know.
Mondays and Thursdays, and you
can't
borrow
from
by
laying too. You're the first person to think it out. I know smich is gula tefila, but I think tefila. Yeah. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah here says. So maybe you say he's not talking about chakras. I don't know. The last source is source number 17 in Shulchan Aruch Siman Kutzad Gimel. So this is about. You have to send me before tomorrow night. Points to ponder. Tell me if you found something. So he says, "Akoveh mitchila kulam." This is the idea of a zimun. Another idea that when it comes to zimun, so a person should go ahead and say the zimun together. If there were three and now they became ten, you shouldn't make even if there's three. An interesting idea. Why is it so interesting? This last halacha, because it shows there's an inyan of Brohim Hadash Melech even with three. We thought it was only ten. No, there's an inyan ten or more. There's an inyan of only of three as well. So just to summarize, we've seen a number of different sources here, and to understand what's going on here. There's a sefer called Shel Zetshuvas Chavetzels Hasharon, and in that sefer, so they want to say that this inyan of Rome Hadash Melech only applies to if an echad motzi et harabim yidei chavasam, right? Like the inyan we saw before about Havdalah. So there, by Megillah, so that's an inyan of Rav Hadash Melech. But we saw that there are many different shitas that don't say this, that say that when it came to different inyanim, we'll just review what we said. We started off with, because it's our holiday, Pesach. Pesach, number one, it's possible that when it comes to Pesach, the hallel that we say at night is the Rav Hadash Melech, and that's why we do a bit Sibor. Furthermore, the Korban Pesach, we saw the Korban Pesach was done, everybody wanted to be involved in it. I mean, the whole idea of Pesach itself, unique from other Korbanos, I mean, other Korbanos you have this a little bit as well, but the Korban Pesach had to be done with the Tzibur, it had to be done together with people, you had to eat it together. And then we saw the inyan of Brohim Hadash Melech as it applies to general Korbanos, that all the Kohanim, Machloikas, we hold that all the Kohanim had a piece in it they wanted, because that was Brohim Hadash Melech, even though that was more of a Yachid inyan, by Kriyas HaTorah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, there was also this inyan to see him, Rovim Hadash Melech, Bikurim, everybody would follow him to go to the base of Igdash, Rovim Hadash Melech. And again, many different ideas, whether it's the Hallel that we say, where we saw an interesting, unique aspect where Rovim doesn't apply because of Ein Lavir and El Mitzvot, and this is the whole aspect over here. We have other inyanim, Hidr Mitzvah and all these different things, what exactly trumps it? And how far do we go, Rovim? Nowadays, it's so interesting that there are so many Sheilos Teshuvos that all of a sudden apply Barov Am into these cases. Throw off the top of my head, I've been reading like 20 of these different shuvas, and I don't know which to pick. They said, well, forget about all of them. But you know, these inyonim of a person finds himself in this shul and he doesn't like this shul. And so, obviously the Rav was writing the site, so he wants it to stay in the shul, so he goes, both of them have smell, the other shul is smaller, so you should down in the shul. Again, whatever the different situation is, it mamish applies in so many different areas. The question is, do we have to plug it in every single place? But the bottom line is that there isn't any of the Baroma Hadras Melech, as we started off with the first source in Mishlei, that to glorify the Ribbono Shalom, it's better to be done in numbers. Certainly when it comes to Minyan, it's better because of the tefillos will be answered the more that there is, the ear is the Inyan of the more the merrier. And that we should be aware of just this general idea of how we go ahead and be able to glorify the Ribbono Shalom and the Zchus that we have to have an additional mitzvah, as we pointed out many times. That there are so many ways that we could get mitzvahs. So here now, a guy, Megillah. So he goes to Megillah, he's going to get a mitzvah from Megillah. But now, he happens to find himself in a tzibor of 100 people, as opposed to his house, 10 people, another mitzvah. And there's so many ways, mitzvahs go as mitzvahs we see, so we should try to do the mitzvahs in the most appropriate and proper way. However, take in mind what the Mishnah Berurah says, which is what? As long as the tzibor is not going to affect negatively your kavanah in davening. If there's going to be a tremendous amount of talking in this place that they're going to be reading the Megillah, then of course a person should not go ahead and hear. But the bottom line becomes that the Indian of Rov Majus Melch is a very important idea, and we should keep it in mind when we're doing different mitzvahs.